Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Moses hasn't quit trying to get out of this trip. Next he tries this one, quote, "Oh my Lord, I am not eloquent, but I am slow of speech and slow of tongue." Exodus 4 verse 10. Can you imagine trying to convince the God who made you that you aren't suited for the job? I can imagine it. I've tried it myself. But as the Lord says, quote, "Who has made man's mouth? Have not I, the Lord? Now therefore go, and I will be with your mouth and teach you what you shall say." Verses 11 and 12. In other words, "You just show up, Moses, and I'll do the rest." Up to this point, the Lord has been very patient, as he is with us, graciously answering his objections. But now Moses crosses the line, quote, "O my Lord, please send by the hand of whomever else you may send." Verse 13. At this point, quote, "The anger of the Lord was kindled against Moses." Verse 14. "Whomever else," quote, "is not Aaron the Levite your brother?" says the Lord. "I know that he can speak well." So at last Moses relents, heads to his father-in-law's house, and asks if he may, as he said, quote, "return to my brethren who are in Egypt, and see whether they are still alive." Verse 18. Jethro agrees. So taking his family with him, he begins his journey, encouraged by the Lord's affirmation, quote, "All the men who sought your life are dead." Verse 19. Well, that's good to know. With his wife and sons riding on their donkey, they make the journey back to Egypt, perhaps 24 days in transit. On the way, the Lord continues the conversation, explaining what to say and how it will go. Now for the first time we hear this, quote, "When you go back to Egypt, see that you do all these wonders before Pharaoh, which I have put in your hand. But I will harden his heart, so that he will not let the people go." Verse 21. Now there's an important topic for our next study, the hardening of Pharaoh.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv. This program has been graciously provided by this station.